All right, sports fans, how's everybody doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, don't look now, but the New York Mets are the hottest team in Major League Baseball. The Metropolitans have won 13 out of their last 14 games, and they find themselves right back in the playoff picture in the National League. Now, the Mets have done what they were supposed to do, is they've beaten up on the also-rans of the league in this stretch, taking two series from the Pittsburgh Pirates, sweeping the Chicago White Sox, and also sweeping a four-game set at home versus the Miami Marlins. But things are going to get drastically tougher for the Mets, as they have the toughest schedule remaining in baseball. You look at their next six games. This weekend, they'll be at home for three versus the Washington Nationals, which is followed by a three-game road set versus the Atlanta Braves. Right after that, their only positive series, record-wise at least, for the remainder of the year, for the most part, is they travel to take on the Kansas City Royals. But right after that, they're facing the Cleveland Indians. They're hosting the Braves. They're facing the Cubs. They're going to see the Philadelphia Phillies, the Nationals again, the Phillies, the Diamondbacks, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it goes right down. So this right now is a make-or-break stretch for the Mets, as we are really going to see if this team is for real. Now, when their pitching is on, they have one of the best rotations in baseball. You're talking about Noah Syndergaard, Jacob deGrom. They just picked up Marcus Stroman from the Toronto Blue Jays. Zach Wheeler is pitching good, and Steven Matz has picked it up as well. So that will be a plus for the Mets. Their bullpen continues to be shaky. We've seen what the likes of Jeris Familia and Edwin Diaz have done all season long. But you look at the guys in their lineup that are carrying things, the likes of Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, and J.D. Davis. Where would the Mets be without these guys this season? Now, Mets manager Mickey Callaway has been criticized at times for the way he handles his club, and right now he is pushing the right buttons, at least for the past 2 weeks. It's going to be interesting to see, because I know that the Mets have not beaten good teams, but you don't apologize for winning in sports. And sometimes that's just what you need to get things going and get your confidence back. The Mets have that right now. And if they can find a way to take two out of three at home versus the Washington Nationals this weekend, where they have Marcus Stroman, Noah Syndergaard, and Jacob deGrom on the bump for those three games, that will definitely be a huge, and I mean huge, lift for them going into their series versus the Atlanta Braves. But I'll tell you right now, this is a situation a month or so ago I did not expect to be. I expected the Mets to be sellers at the trade deadline. They went out there and picked up Stroman, and now this team definitely has some pep in their step. And it'll be interesting to see if they can find a way to carry that over down the stretch. They made up a lot of ground in a very short period of time. Wasn't that long ago that the Mets were 8 games out of the second wild card spot in the NL. Now they find themselves just a game back following today's victory over the Marlins. So they've made up some hay. They still have one or two teams ahead of them. But you know what? At this point, they have a puncher's chance. And coming down the stretch here in the Major League Baseball season, anything is possible for the Metropolitans. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.